go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Today's show was brought to you in part by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Have it delivered to your door or picked up at your favorite store. No matter which way you like it, always shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, well, everybody everywhere, welcome to another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as Corey Blaze in them streets, you heard?
You could have fooled me on that one.
What? That was awesome.
I don't know.
Okay, so I have a question, and I'm afraid to ask it here at the opening of the show because it has something to do with a sensitive subject, and someone in this studio gets a little oversensitive when this subject is broached.
Both of y'all?
No, I'm not talking about both of us.
Oh. Do it. I like drama.
D-Tay.
Of course.
I have an NBA basketball question. Mm-hmm. And I need a little bit more in my microphone because I don't want to bend down and have to talk. I'll do my best not to blow out the levels. Okay, so the NBA released the pick the teams over and under 30, and they listed the projected wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, the LA Clippers has a projected wins of 54.5 games this season.
Okay.
I don't know where that projection came from, but
schedule difficulty, that's probably about it. Schedule difficulty and depth of the roster.
All of that is kind of factored into
this?
I'm sure it is.
Okay. I'm sure it is.
So, with that being said, now that I understand that detail, is that what you understand as well?
I'm like totally out because...
What happened?
Something wasn't loaded and now I'm frantically chasing, trying to...
Oh, that's my fault. You know what? Play last week's.
Okay.
Totally my fault. Play last week.
So I'm like I was trying to do it while the show's going on, and I'm like, well, I'm trying to like,
you know what? I sidebar, totally my fault. 100% my fault. Literally my fault, because the first thing I was supposed to tell you when you got in the studio was to load today's intro, and I forgot. All my fault. And the reason why is because I literally just cut today's intro hours ago.
Okay, because I was like, I was looking in the iTunes, like, okay, is it in the spare folder that I can just load it onto the soundboard? And I was like, nope, it's not here. I'm like, can I sing it? Am I allowed to sing it during the show?
And it's a really good one too. But
we'll use this for next week.
We'll hear it next week. So for those of you that are tracking with the show, if you say, hey, that intro sounds just like last week's, you're right.
But
because I screwed up.
And I was trying to like keep it low key, not to like piss you off in front of the show. So I'm like,
I saw it.
I was like, don't talk to me. I'm trying.
He was like,
I was like, please don't talk to me. I'm trying to don't piss off the big guy.
My fault, 100% my fault.
Okay, cool.
So especially now since y'all just went in on me before the show.
Didn't nobody go on you on the show?
I had it opened up, but the thing is I just open it up and it's always there. So like, I don't check it.
Yeah.
But now I guess I have to start checking that one.
Yeah, because I got a lot going on over here.
So
you know
I will double check.
And you know what, DA? You can just go ahead and kiss all my ass. I mess up one thing in the last 8,000 years, mm-hmm. and you want to shine the biggest spotlight on it while I'm trying to get us to do an NBA over-under pick.
And all the times that we talk about sports, now we don't even want to talk about it.
I know. So what was the question?
Did you go see Joker? No, I'm kidding.
I blocked you guys out for the whole first half of the show.
I understand.
So.
You were in panic and I didn't pick it up, and it's my fault. I take ownership of that. It's in there. You just can't get to it right now because you have to go through the whole process, and it just wouldn't be worth it. Just play last week.
All
that'd
right.
be fine.
Okay. So the NBA over under.
Yeah. So the over under, when they put the scores on the little NBA app,
mm-hmm.
it said like LA Clippers projected to win 54.5 games out of the full season 82 games, right?
Correct.
And there's a lot factored into that projected wins by roster, by a difficulty of schedule, and stuff like that, right, Doug?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And other people's roster depth as well, and the difficulty of their schedules.
Okay. Exactly.
So I would like to, now here at the top of the show, for us to pick the over-under for the NBA teams. Can we do this?
Can we do Suns first?
Quickly? Like, no, we're going to go in order.
All the teams?
Yeah, why not? And okay. This is what we'll do. What we'll do. Well, it's kind of hard to like put a bet or a wager on it or like, you know, have a prize to whoever wins because you really can't. You really, if you say they're going to win more than 54.5 games and DA says you're going to win more than 54.5 games.
We both win.
Then you both win and I lose.
Yeah.
If I happen to pick under.
Also, I feel like the whole 30 team NBA is a lot to do in this opening, especially having to figure out who has who on what teams. So I feel
there's
like
a lot more to it than just saying over and under.
He's overproducing. Let's do it. 30 teams. Let's go.
I mean, if you
let's do the WNBA.
So are we talking about what the Vegas has already released? Are we agreeing with them over and under theirs, or are we coming up with our own number of games?
Well, the NBA sent an email out, and they have this little thing that you can play a game where you can select the over under of a team, and the team win totals picks.nba.com, and they just have like all of the teams listed, and they have whether you want them to be, you pick the over or under.
Okay, so we're just going off, so we're just saying over or under what they have.
Yeah,
so we're not coming up with exact numbers of games.
I don't know.
Let's do what he said. Let's do what DT said.
Just the over and under.
I don't know what he said. Basically, are we going to confirm or deny what that app says? So they had Boston for 49.5. Ain't no way in hell Boston winning 49 games.
I think that was Atlanta, was it?
No, I think it was Boston.
It was Boston.
Yeah.
Boston, okay. 49.5. Okay, so
how you win half a game?
All right, well, let's just do this. Instead of over and under, let's just throw out a number. And here's the thing. I'm a rube. I don't know anything about this.
That's what I'm saying. The number is more difficult than just the over and under. Because the over and under has already given us a ground point by us trying to pick the number of games they're going to win. That's where it's going to take more time for all 30 teams because
why can't we just take a guess?
We can.
And just do it as a guess. And if you guess and you're the closest, then you win.
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
See, he wants to be very, very
anal.
Not anal, thorough. Very thorough
in my analysis of these teams and their rosters and to figure out how many games. Because I'm definitely not saying that Golden State's winning like 60 games this year.
No.
But I give them 45.
See, there you go.
See, just that.
Why is that so hard?
Because I got to do that for 30.
Hit it.
Because it's three of us, 30 teams, that's 90 teams. Mm-hmm. That's 90 numbers we got to come up with.
All right, so we go Atlanta.
In 2 minutes.
We go Atlanta Hawks. Doug, how many?
Well, see, this is a...
Okay, see, no.
Exactly. Just say the number they gave us over and under.
Atlanta Hawks, 34.6.
Over.
Diego over.
Yeah.
Definitely
DT
over.
DT goes over.
That's a nice squad.
I'm going to go under. Boston Celtics, 49.5. Under for Doug. DT.
Under.
I'm going to go over.
Make him go first. He's copying me.
No. I totally agree with that.
Oh, okay. I'm going in the way that it has on my little spreadsheet here.
No, but he's saying make me go first before his.
Oh, I know, but it's Doug. Then it says DT. Then it says Corey. Brooklyn Nets, 44.5. Doug.
Over. Under.
DT.
I said mine first, but I said under.
Yeah, under.
Okay, I'm going to go over. Charlotte Hornets, 25.5 games. Doug.
Under. Wait.
24.5.
They might get 25 games, so I'm going to go say over.
Nah, they lost. What's his name? So I'm going to say under.
Kemba Walker?
I'm going to say under. They have nobody.
You're going to say under. I'm going to split the difference and say over. Chicago Bulls, 33.5 games.
Under.
DT?
That's exactly how many games they're going to
exact. I'm going to go with
33 games.
Over. Cleveland Cavaliers, 23.5 games projected. Under.
Under.
I'm going to go over. Dallas Mavs, 52.5 games. Doug. Quickly.
Under.
DT.
Over.
I'm going to split the difference with an under. Doug. Denver Nuggets, 52.5. Doug.
Under.
DT.
Under.
I'm going to go over. Detroit Pistons, 38.5. Doug.
Under.
DT.
Over.
I'm going to split the difference with an under. No, I'm going to go over. Golden State Warriors, projected 48.5. Doug.
Over.
DT.
Under.
I'm going to split the difference with an under.
45
Houston
games.
Rockets, 54.5. Doug.
Over.
DT.
Definitely over.
I'm going to go under. Indiana Pacers, 47.5. Doug.
Over.
DT.
Under.
Oh, got a split of a difference there. I'm going to split the difference there, and I'm going to go exact with an over. LA Clippers, 54.5 game projected win. Doug.
Under.
DT.
Over.
I'm going to go with under. LA Lakers, 51.5. Doug.
Over.
DT. Over. I'm going to go ahead and join with everybody else because I'm a follower, not a leader, and say over. Memphis Grizzlies, 26.5 games projected. Doug.
Under.
DT.
Under.
Corey. Over. Miami Heat, 43.5 wins this season.
Over.
Doug.
Over.
DT.
They just got Jimmy Buckets, right?
Yeah.
Over.
They have a nice squad.
I'm going to split the difference and say under. My Milwaukee Bucks, 57.5. Doug.
Over.
DT.
Over.
Corey. Over. Minnesota Timberwolves, 35.5.
Ooh,
Doug.
Get them wrong.
So
over.
Wrong. Over. They're at least hitting 40 games.
Oh, jeez.
DT, over. I'm going to say over because I like the Jacks with Jack Link guy with the long arms. New Orleans Pelicans, 38.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Thank you. 38.5 games. Doug.
Over.
DT.
Yeah, over. Zion is nasty.
Man. I'm going to go under because Zion's going to break a shim. New York Knicks, 28.5. Doug.
Under.
28.5.
DT.
That's generous.
I'll go more under. They're going to withdraw as a basketball franchise.
I'm
under.
I'm going to go negative games one, where they're actually going to owe us a few games. OKC Thunder, 31.5. Doug.
That is way over. No, under. They're going to win under that.
DT. So.
I'm going to go exact. 31 games.
Corey is going to split the difference with an over. Orlando Magic, 42.5. Doug.
Under.
Under for DT. I'm going to split the difference by going with DT and say under. Philadelphia 76ers, 54.5 game wins.
Over.
Under.
Under. Come on now. Under. Over. I'm going to go with over. Phoenix Suns, 29.5 games.
Under.
Under.
I'm going to say over.
You're going to say
over?
I'm going to go with over.
You better.
Portland Trail Blazers, 46.5 wins this season.
Over.
Doug.
Over.
Over. Over. Over for everybody. Sacramento Kings, 38.5 wins projected.
Under.
Doug.
Under.
Buddy Hield's wilding out today.
Under. San Antonio Spurs, 56.5 game spread.
Under.
Under. Under, DT?
Exact.
Exact. There's no such thing as exact, so we're going to go with
over.
Over.
I'll take over on that.
Toronto Raptors, 45.5. Doug?
Under.
Under. DT? Under. I'm going to go over. They are the defending champs.
But they lost the person who got them.
Exactly, and Danny Green.
That's okay. Utah Jazz, 54.5. Doug?
Under.
DT.
No, I think they'll go over.
The Jazz?
I'm going to go under now that we have Ricky Rubio. Washington Wizards, 27.5 game wins.
Over.
Doug.
Over. That was
DT.
You said 27?
27.5.
Yeah, they're going over.
Yeah, John Wall's back, I think.
So. And
they still had Bradley.
And yeah. I'm going to split the difference with under. Those are all the NBA teams. We will register these things into the NBAPicks.com. You can select your picks by going to picks.nba.com. And I did that as if the NBA would have anything to do with this stupid ass show.
Thanks, China.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Juicy Smouye. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Y'all never heard of Juicy Smouye? Juicy Smouye is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night. He was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouillet is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on and beat him up and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page, justice for Juicy and all that. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about this that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this was clearly lying.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fatnatics. Welcome to Arizona's home for Hot Talk Radio. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on YouTube Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DM. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon. Are you moving to a new place located on the right side of town that you probably can't afford? Or maybe your family just got a little bigger and you're okay with it because your mom will do everything for you. Or maybe you drop your kids off at their uncle's house on the weekend so you can get freaky in the kitchen with your wife. Or you may just be a fat guy with so much loneliness in his life, he needs to fill it with kitchen tools. Whatever your life story, Amazon has something for you. So do all your Amazon shopping through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. And when you do, maybe your life story will be featured in an Amazon commercial read.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, these are hitting a little close to home.
The right side of town where things you can't afford. I was like, I just moved.
That's me. All right, everybody, welcome to the Shody Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. Basketball season. I know it's been a little bit of a sports-centric opening, but basketball season, preseason is wrapping up or it's over. For at least the Phoenix Suns. And I will tell you this right now, working for the Phoenix Suns is a physical job. Mm-hmm. And my body was just not ready.
Are you Ooh. Saying you're out of shape?
No, dude, you don't understand. Carrying
round is a shape.
Yeah, it is. Carrying that 60-pound camera mm-hmm. on the shoulder is a little rough, but it's not my... This is my camera shoulder because I'm right-handed, so I'm pointing at my right shoulder. This isn't the shoulder that was bothering me. I ended up having pain. It was my left shoulder because I sit on the court. I got the best seats in the house. Mm-hmm. I sit on the court way too close to Ricky Rubio.
Oh, that guy.
So you have another crush.
Oh, dude, I met him, and he high-fived me, and it took everything in me not to let out a little 8-year-old girl squiggle. Like,
I can picture like a twisted... Skinamax with you just on the court and all the ball players coming out like wrapping all the jock straps and then they come to you like Corey got our jock straps and then like You just whip them out, and then like you smell each one of them.
Like
before
a magician,
you yeah.
Like pulling them out, just like this long jock straps.
I like to. Hey, Ricky Rubio, I like to show you a magic trick.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. He was.
Or like he pulls out the ribbon, right? Uh-huh. And he's like, well, maybe it's up this sleeve, and it's just a handkerchief. And Ricky starts pulling the handkerchief, and at the very end, Corey goes, ah! and then a jock strap comes out. Tied to the end.
He was wearing it.
Yeah, I hate you all. But my shoulder is hurting. It's really, really painful. And it's not because the camera sits on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's because my left shoulder, I use it to push myself up off the ground to gain leverage. And then I have to stand up on one leg while lifting the 60-pound camera. And here's the thing. I'm already lifting amount of pounds. You're adding on 60, but I'm getting the propulsion to move my big ass up in gravity.
Yeah.
Off the court. And I have to do it in rapid succession. Because you got to get to your shoot point, your shoot location, and my shoulder is just hurting. Now, the muscles will, you know, they'll tighten up over the season and whatnot, but my shoulder was hurting just so horribly bad this week. Mm-hmm. I used one of those Salon Pos heating pads. Have you ever used any of those things?
No.
Not the plug-in heating pad.
I got Icy Hot.
Yeah.
They're the same thing. Salon Pos is just a different brand.
It's the fancier one.
It's not a fancier one. It has absolutely nothing to do with
Salon Pos? That sounds fancy as hell.
It's not. They advertise everywhere. You get them at Walgreens.
I'm not going to lie. Salon Pos sounds like something you go to a vet to get. Like, hey, look, my dog's a little hairy today. I need some of this Salon Pos. Like, his paws a little too long. Like,
I dated this chick. She has some Salon Pos.
Yeah. So I went to her. I got me some Salon. Pause because my shoulder was bothering me. I actually have them in stock. I keep them in the medicine cabinet because I know that around basketball season, my old, decrepit, fallen apart body is going to be in pain. So what I did is that I stuck it on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, them Salon Pause pads, they stick.
Ooh.
And they stick real good. They stick so good. When you remove them, they take off hair you didn't even know you had on your body because it hurt like a mother. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the whole theory that your grandma or your mama said, if you rip it off real fast, it won't hurt, they lied. Because I ripped it off so fast, I cussed and made up cuss words that hurt so much. I didn't even know I had hair on my shoulder. And that Salon Pos took all my hair, my skin, cells, and my shoulder thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, the pain is still the same. But the thing is because it's so fast, you get over it quicker. When you do it slow, you still get the same amount of pain, but you just like prolong it.
I don't subscribe to that because if you do it slower, you'll feel it. But if you do it slower, it's not as bad as just going whoosh.
It really depends on how much hair is there because if you go slow, you're slowly yanking out the hair.
Oh, see, I don't have hair.
Well, that's what he's saying. He didn't know he had hair.
Well, we all got hair. We all have hair.
Yeah. I didn't know I had the hair that was going to hurt on my shoulder.
And sidebar, when I said I have Icy Hot, I wasn't talking about patches. I mean, like, I literally use Icy Hot cream.
Oh, Icy Hot has a patch, too.
Yeah. The cream is for the pores.
Is that just something that I know about?
Yeah.
The Icy Hot?
The patches are really expensive. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, see, he said the pore. I thought you said pores.
Yeah, I thought you said pores.
I was like, Negro, you got pores all over your body.
I did say pores as in plural. You're in it, but there's more of you.
All over your body.
Yeah, but I
meant
like pores, like the little holes in your skin. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. I didn't take science classes.
All right. Okay, so Salon Pos, hats off. They work. Mm-hmm. They work too damn well. Mm-hmm. They literally removed like what little body hair. So Salon Pos, I believe they double as a waxing thing.
I thought you were going to say as a
and Lady K off of the Twitter says, bring yourself up on the live stream out. So go over to do that. Lady K says she can't hear your beautiful baritone voice. So we are making some changes on the live stream. And
is that better, Lady K?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I've probably never asked you. When's the last time you worked out?
The last time I did any
like
physical working out?
Like any kind of like running, lifting weights or anything.
What year is it?
2019.
It was in the year of our Lord, 1875?
Yes.
Hmm.
I was three years old at the time.
Because, I mean, if you just do some shoulder presses, I'm sure that'll help.
He was lifting teddy bears.
I was lifting rocks.
Like SpongeBob.
I was lifting rocks and throwing them at my slaves.
You would have been the... Okay. I'm not going down that road.
Lady K says, yes, it sounds better.
Okay. Thank you, Lady
K. I don't know, DA. Why ask? Why?
Well, no, I asked because just get your upper body strength up. That's what it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, I can get my upper body strength if I just lifted myself out of my chair. But here's the thing.
No, you're not.
I'm sitting on the court. Mm-hmm. I'm on the court, and I'm sitting in one of those little... Only thing that's separating my tuchus from the court is about a half an inch of foam.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's all that's separating me. So I'm literally coming up from the court, and I can't demonstrate here on the show, but I have to first slide out of the chair because it's armed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need the extra support, because the most important thing when you're shooting a camera is that I'm always angled up, so I need back support. So I need the arms there, mm-hmm. and I have to slide out of the chair and then go to one knee. To slide out of the chair, I have to use my left hand to push myself out of the chair.
Mm.
And then I can come to one knee, and then I stand up, and I'm holding the camera the entire time.
So it sounds like you need squats.
Sounds like I need to just not be a fat person.
No, he needs to do Turkish get-ups.
Turkish get-ups?
Yeah.
All I can say is that salon pause. My shoulder is silky smooth now because it took all of the hair out of there. Little itty-bitty little fuzz hairs. Those ones that you can only see when the light hits your body just right.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
That type of salon pause.
Okay.
Makes your body shine.
Thank you, DA. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show at fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
This Thursday, October 31st, join us for Fat Guy Radio Show's Halloween Spooktacular with special guest Gavin DeGraw.
Sorry to cut in, Corey, but we didn't send the email to Gavin, so no Gavin, but continue.
Now with special guest, Arizona's own CeCe Peniston.
No CeCe, Corey, sorry.
With special celebrity chef Jason Smith cooking up all the...
Sorry, Corey, but we forgot to email Chef Jason.
With music from...
No music.
Featuring a 90-minute pyrotechnic display.
City of Glendale said no pyro. Sorry.
With a water show.
No.
With a CD player.
No.
We'll be giving away candy.
Insurance concerns. No candy.
With Daniel Taylor, Doug Andrew, and DJ Little D. Join us for Fat Guy Radio Show's Halloween Spooktacular, Thursday, October 31st, here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Sorry, Little D most likely won't be there either. Sorry.
Damn it.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, the word of the day. The word of the day, gentlemen, is pulchritude.
Pulchritude.
Pulchritude. Meaning beauty and physical attractiveness. Mm. And the best way to be known for your pulchritude is by shopping Target for all your beauty supplies. Makeup, hair care, skin care, bath and body, nails and more. Your pulchritude will shine when you do all your Target shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. Target, expect more, pay less.
Oh,
pulchritude.
Nice.
Pulchritude. Gotta love it. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody everywhere. You guys are big streamers.
Yes.
Like online content streaming?
Nothing but it. I don't have cable.
Yeah.
DT, are you the same way?
Yeah, I don't have cable.
So where do you guys line up on the biggest thing to hit streaming service, this new Disney streaming service.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
Because it's coming with Hulu and ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
So there are people online that are saying that this is Netflix's Blockbuster's attrition.
No.
Meaning that this is going to kill the Netflix star.
No.
You don't think so?
No. It'll dim it maybe a little bit, but it won't kill it.
No, because all they're doing is Disney just putting on their own content, and it's only Disney. So they don't have rights to other movies. So they're not going to put Sony's movies up there.
So the movies that are on Netflix won't be on Disney.
Yeah.
Like Orange is the New Black won't be on Disney Plus.
So there isn't, you don't think that there's going to be content. So if it's all Disney content on Disney, does that necessarily mean that they're going to remove all their content from every other streaming service now?
They have already.
But the thing is they might still leave their stuff on Hulu.
Because they're on Hulu.
They own Hulu.
Disney owns Hulu.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well,
and ESPN.
Yeah, well, they're packaging Hulu. One of their services with Hulu. So I would assume that it's some mutual contract that they have going back and forth. So kind of like Pixar. Like Pixar is its own studio, but Disney eats it.
Exactly.
So my little guy is excited about this. I'm not a big streamer. I have Amazon Prime. That's pretty much all of the streaming service that I consume. Mm-hmm. Everything else I do is DVR. I'm still I'm still a slave to the cable. I'm still a slave to the $400 a month cable bill, which is stupid. Yeah. I know. But and I even at times during my cable watching, and everybody that has listened to more than 5 episodes of this show knows my disdain for Cox Communications.
Mm. I love Cox.
I mean, they are
after the show.
They are the quintessential pain in my side. You guys are so disturbing. They are the quintessential pain in my side. And at least on a monthly basis, I'm getting into a fight or an argument with
like a little prick.
Yeah, a little bit. And the thing is that I'm going to move past it, that I just want Cox to do what I'm paying them to do.
If I'm giving
the Cox money to do something, I expect Cox to provide that service. I'm not above paying for it.
Mm. Yeah.
But when I pay for it, I want to get it.
So what's wrong with Cox, though?
Everything.
They just don't stay up.
The services do not stay up. That's exactly what it is. It doesn't stay up, but then every time you call them, they just want to just squirt out all these stupid additives as to why it's actually my fault, why it's my hardware. And I'm not going to get that stupid panoramic thing that they got going on right now. Everything that I have in my house runs perfectly. I don't need the panoramic wall to wall. I get my Wi-Fi signal that throws all the way to the end of my block because my car stays connected. You know what I mean? Till I'm a block away from the house. I don't need it. That's not what I decided to talk about in this segment. I was talking about Disney.
Yes.
Because I love Disney.
Put on a rant.
Unlike Cox, I love Disney.
Yeah, Disney's cool. And you know how much the service is going to be? Just the basic?
How much is
$6.99.
What?
Yeah.
The one with Hulu and ESPN Plus is priced at $13.99.
Yeah.
So $6.99 for the basic, that's Struggle Bus approved.
That's Struggle Bus approved. And I read today that Netflix acknowledged that they're going to have to lower their prices.
So Disney's streaming service is actually, because this is huge. Everybody is talking about this.
Yeah.
Everybody's at a buzz. Now, what I understand is that it was released in other countries already. So they're just doing the U.S. release. Mm. Mm. I believe it's already in what other countries? I don't know.
China.
Probably Ukraine.
Minus Winnie the Pooh.
Probably so. I don't know. But everybody's excited about this. But so they are having an effect on the streaming industry because they're affecting Netflix's cost or Netflix's charge, which Netflix, if I'm not wrong, one of the reasons why I left them is because their prices kept going up.
And they keep going up.
And the content didn't really get any better.
Lacking. And it's still lacking.
Yeah, because they got away from the whole streaming service and they went to creating their own content. I remember when Netflix first started, it was a rental service. You rent a DVD, they sent it to you,
and you send it back.
I remember watching, that's the first time I ever watched The Big Bang Theory, is because it was streaming on Netflix, and then I would get the DVDs sent. that were the latest ones. And then once it got popular, they pulled the streaming of Big Bang. You can only rent it by mail.
Wow.
And I remember that there were certain movies and certain titles that you would only be able to get via that little red and white envelope mailed to you.
And I would be so happy when I seen it in the mail. I'm like, got my Netflix.
Well, Netflix changed the whole rental.
It killed Blockbuster.
Well, because Blockbuster tried to keep up, and Blockbuster started having it to where they will mail you the DVDs. But by that time, it's radio Disney killing smart? The video star.
We know that Disney is an intelligent company, but why didn't this happen before? Why did they wait contract. For so long? I don't know if it was necessarily contract.
Because they were licensing. Netflix had to get licensing to show Disney movies on there.
But Disney owns the world. They could have gotten out of any contract.
Yeah, and paid out the ass.
Yeah, because now the largest streaming company has you by the Nalgas.
The Nalgas, yeah. Yeah.
Has you by the Frank and Beans.
By the Frank and Beans, DA.
They have you by the basketballs.
They have you by the Kobe Bryant sneaker shoe basketballs. Mm.
And they're saying, okay, you want to break our contract? It's going to cost you this much. It's an arm and a leg. And Disney looks at it, it's like, all right, well, you know what? We only have 2 years left.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just ride this out for the next 2 years and build the hype machine, because throughout that whole 2 years, these past 2 years, they were building this hype machine about Disney Plus, dropping little snippets here and there. Rumors, because I remember 2 years ago, rumors come out like all the Disney content's leaving Netflix.
Yep.
And then slowly and slowly, they're saying, well, now we're coming up with our own shows. They have a whole slew of Star Wars films that they're going to be put on there. And a new series for Obi-Wan Kenobi. The Mandalorian's coming out.
Who?
The Mandalorian.
Back to the Future movies?
Yes.
Exactly. And then they have this stuff for the MCU universe. They have Vision.
MC Hammer.
Vision and Wanda series coming out.
Wanda Sykes
got a series, her and Roseanne again.
And so it's crazy how much they're actually going to do with this. So they're like, look, we can wait this out and let's just go ahead and start creating our content.
It was a beautiful business.
See, I was thinking that maybe Disney just sat on the idea, sat back and observed what mistakes Netflix was going to make, Hulu was going to make, Amazon Prime Video, even though according to me they've never made any mistakes, but business mistakes. And then when Disney figured out a science to better streaming services, then they decided to drop it out. But you guys think that it's all because of the rights and the contractual rights that they have with other streaming services?
Well, I feel like it could be a slew of a lot of different things. I think it could be the rights as well, but to your point, the watching the video or watching it, everything take shape and see how the mistakes and whatnot.
Right.
But not only that, but think of how many people they'll get to sign on when they announce it and they've been sitting on it for so many years. They had this time because they already knew they were going to do it to actually create their content. So now they're not just coming out with their movies that's already been made. They're coming out with their web series. They're coming out with all their little Disney Plus original series.
So there's a lot more than just the streaming, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're streaming all the movies, but you're getting all these shows that you're going to be able to stream on there too. They already have it ready to roll
out.
The
big thing is original content.
Is it, though?
It's Disney original content.
And just picture all of Disney's original content.
Okay, but then isn't that what's kind of driven Netflix with all of their original content?
No.
And Netflix's original content, there are some hit and misses.
What drove Netflix was the entry. They were the first.
Yeah.
They were the first. It's like, oh, cool, I can stream this movie, this movie, this movie. Now they started getting into the original stuff in the past few years.
And the difference between Netflix original content and Disney's original content is Netflix has to create their characters from scratch with their original content. Like, they have to do things that no one has rights to already.
Yeah.
And that's where they get their original content from. Disney has characters that they already have in the vault. Like, you can get whole new live action Mickey Mouse shows.
Lady and the Tramp meets Cinderella, and then they go and they wake up Sleeping Beauty.
Any of their stuff that they have rights to, they can go ahead and create content with those characters.
And they have rights to ESPN, so you can have Michael Vick meets 101 Dalmatians.
And, oh.
Yes. Exactly. I think that's the perfect one.
That is not right.
He's the male Cruella de Vil. Or, plot twist, plot he learned twist. The error of his ways, and now it's him teaming up with the 101 Dalmatian as crime-fighting buddies to kick animal cruelty to the curb.
And you know?
Through the uprights.
And who's going to be the villain? Air Bud.
Air Bud, and it's a touchdown.
Oh!
Come on. Hey, add us, Disney. Add us.
I'm just saying.
They're blocking. Yeah, they're gonna block us.
there's so much that can be done with them because they have. And then like not only that, but Netflix had to build their content with their studios and everything. And like the stuff that's shot is decent and everything. It's not bad. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
But think about the production value you have of Disney.
I mean, Disney is a conglomerate.
Money they can just throw at it.
They fart money, which is great.
What was the last Disney flop? Name one.
Aladdin remake.
Aladdin.
I haven't even seen it yet.
It's in the Super Saver theater up the street from you now. So
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it.
I was thinking about when I had my nieces this weekend. I'm thinking about taking them to see it. Hopefully, I won't let my little niece wear those little plastic chonclas that she has on because you know she's half Mexican. I won't let her wear those because you're going to the Super Saver Cinema Theater off I-17 and Bell Road, North Phoenix. You are guaranteed to stick to the floor.
Are you talking about the jelly?
The jelly chonklas.
Oh yeah, I like those.
She loves to wear those little. She loves to put them in those little jelly chonklas. And every time she comes over to my house, when I have my little nieces and my little brother D, little D, he's not here, so he doesn't know this, and he doesn't listen to the show. Every time I have my nieces over, and they wear those little jellies, or they have those little flat black stereotypical Mexican little girl shoes, I toss them out and go buy them some sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I hate those things.
You asked what the last flop was.
Yeah.
Because basically they do a lot of cartoon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like The Lost Pirates or something.
I don't think Disney really has had what we classify as a flop.
Yeah, it was a movie. But here's the thing.
Can you classify that as a flop by what terms?
Because I was listening to Jobs, the Steve Jobs auto. Is it an autobiography?
Steve Jobs' autoimmune system.
Hey, come on, man.
Sorry.
So I think it's just a biography. It's not an autobiography.
Him dead, D-Tay.
But they were talking about how they acquired Pixar. They fired Pixar. They said, we don't need you.
Yeah, they did.
And then they went off and started doing their own. And all of those movies did worse and worse and worse after like the last Toy Story. It was after Toy Story 2. They cut them off. And they had like three flops.
Who, Disney?
Disney.
Cut off Pixar.
Yeah.
When?
Because Steve Jobs had to sell a lot of his shares. So they cut off Pixar.
I'm not buying that for some reason.
Pixar did Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4.
But so did after they, long negotiations, though. What was the gap between Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3?
But there was a bunch of different Pixar movies that came out those years under Disney.
Under Pixar.
Under Pixar?
Mm-hmm.
With Disney, though.
I don't know. I have to look.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember.
But Pixar's not Disney. Disney is not Pixar now.
Because Frozen is a Disney Pixar movie.
Would you like to build a snowman?
And they got Frozen 2 coming out.
And they got Mount Maleficent. And I'm really excited for that.
But Steve Jobs died in 2011. So this would have been like 2005, 2006 ish. That I'm talking about.
I think someone needs to.
Well, yeah, because
Donald
car.
Trump
okay,
fact check.
So check when
there.
When was Toy Story 2,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna look up when was Cars.
And I'm gonna sit here and remind everybody what my favorite all time Disney movie is.
What is it?
I don't really know because sometimes I get confused about what's Disney and what's not Disney, and what's Disney and what's Warner Brothers. You know, because I really like Lady and the Tramp when it originally came out. I'm old school. I go back to the, and Lady K can connect with this. I'm old school. I go back to the original Beauty and the Beast where nobody had any shadows when they walked. I go back to the original 101 Dalmatians when clearly there was more than 101 dogs in that frame at one point. I go back to old school Disney. I like the old original Aladdin where they had that little secret audio track when she's out on the little lanai there and you can hear someone from the audio team say, take off your clothes. All those little hidden things.
Was that real?
Yeah, that was real. In the original Disney of Aladdin.
So you don't like Brother Bear?
I don't remember Disney. Brother Bear.
Okay.
See, so I might. I just maybe don't think that it's, maybe I don't realize it's Disney. Lady K, what is your favorite Disney movie out there? And who's on the live stream? Is anybody that's watching on a live stream, chime in. What's your favorite Disney movie? And are you planning on getting the new Disney streaming service? Chime in. Let us know. Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You can add us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter if you want.
I'm a little confused because when was this supposed to happen? Because you had Monster Inc. in 2001.
That was a good one.
Finding Nemo in 2003.
We found him.
The Incredibles in 2004.
Where's my super
Cars
suit?
Cars 2006.
Vroom, vroom.
Ratatouille 2007.
Is Ratatouille Pixar?
It's Pixar Disney.
Okay.
I love Ratatouille.
These are all Pixar Disney movies. Wall-E 2008. Up. 2009, Toy Story 3, 2010, and then Cars 2, 2011. Brave, 2012, Monster University, Inside Out, 2015, The Good Dinosaur, 2015, Finding Dory, 2016, Cars 3, 2017, where's Coco, 2017.
But you asked about
the gap between Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. That's 11 years.
But the thing is, there's no all flop. These movies that I just listed between Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3 were all Disney Pixar movies.
Disney Pixar.
Which means that they didn't break up.
Okay, I'll do some more additional research.
Yeah, because I'm like, where was this fall off?
But I'll say the last flop looked like Brother Bear.
I don't even remember Brother Bear.
Come on. I'm trying to think.
Was that even Disney?
Yeah, it's on the Disney films. Unless you want to count Bolt.
The Running Shoe movie?
No, Bolt's the dog with Miley Cyrus. Love you, girl. Hashtag celebrity shout out.
I don't remember both.
Ratatouille was great.
I loved Ratatouille because that was a cooking movie.
Yeah,
because
you love cooking and you love rats.
What?
Because he's a fat rat. He's like Master Splinter. If Master Splinter didn't teach four turtles how to do karate,
I would have turtle legs, but not turtle in a half shell. It'd be more like turtle legs and an orange sauce.
Orange chicken.
You can have orange sauce with turtle.
It's turtle in a full soup.
Yeah, our turtle soup is delicious.
I want to try it.
I heard it too. Even though there was this video that was trending on the Book of Faces earlier this week of the alligator that was just holding the turtle in its jaws.
That's scary.
And people were commenting, "Who's filming this? Why didn't you shoot the alligator?
Why would we interfere in nature?"
That's what I'm saying. It's nature. We need a few less turtles and a few less alligators.
Yeah, that's the reason why Harambe died, because people want to interfere with nature.
Everybody want to shoot everybody.
I was mad when that little black boy fell in. I was like, why did he have to be black?
And why couldn't it be a white kid?
I know.
Because white people know better than lean over and not.
Title of the show, why couldn't it have been a white kid?
No, actually, I know. I'm glad it was a black kid, because if it would have been a white kid, that whole zoo would have been shut down.
That's very true. The whole city would have been shut down, and we would have had printed T-shirts. We would have had to have a fundraiser. They would have went on every morning talk show, and I don't need that tied up. I need my Trump news.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break right here, and I promise you, you probably want to stick around for this commercial break right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Baby, I'm waiting for you to subscribe to our weekly bonus show. There's no rules you should know. Afterburn, you want it. Come on, jump on it. Hit the subscribe button. $3 ain't nothing. Afterburn, you want it. Come on, jump on it. Hit the subscribe button. $3 ain't nothing.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Couple seconds past, now I'm with
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the aforementioned Afterburn. D-Tay, take it away. Tell us about Afterburn, bruh.
Afterburn. No
hold
barred.
Barred or hold? No.
No holds are barred. That means we can do whatever we want. We can talk about the flip-flams, scallywags, skinny pimps,
give a dog a bone,
giddywacks, and the Googleicks.
Googleicks.
Yeah, you ever heard about the Googleicks?
Oh, I love
Googleicks. Well, we can't say too much about them on this show, but if you go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
FatGuyRadioShow.com, just /Afterburn.
They know where it is. FatGuyRadioShow.com.
We should be in your cookies.
We should be in your cookies, really, literally.
FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Yeah. $3 to listen. $8 to interact with us and watch the show live.
Yeah, see it. Get all of it.
And not only does the subscription get you this month's show, but it gets you the whole Anthropology.
Anthropology. That's the death of Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen. The science death of Afterburn. Anthropology.
Anthology. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
The anthology.
Hey, I didn't know. I was like, oh, man, the big
the whole
words,
Afterburn
bro.
Anthology.
Yeah.
All right.
Anthropology.
You can hear
check out these fossils.
FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Get it so I can cuss these little lovers out.
All right, these mother lovers out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Because I have a lot to talk about too on Afterburn.
Do you?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because I ain't got nothing.
You know what? I ain't bringing nothing to the show the next week's show.
Okay, so going back to our last conversation.
Yes.
January 30th, 2004, Pixar dumps Disney. Pixar Animation Studio said Thursday.
You just going to make your point.
Get
over yourself.
Pixar Animation Studio said Thursday it ended talks with Walt Disney to extend a 5-year picture deal.
How they talk to Walt Disney?
He was dead.
For Disney to distribute Pixar films. I think that's what the issue is. Pixar is its own studio, but they have a distribution deal through Disney. So from 2004 to 2006, unless they ended it shortly after that, you shouldn't have seen any Pixar movies that weren't on the radar already. Because I remember specifically Steve Jobs saying, Disney, pay me money. And they said, no, we don't need you. We'll take Toy Story and do our own thing.
But isn't Disney and Jobs dead?
And you said 2004?
That this is dated from CNN Money. It's dated January 30th, 2004.
Okay, Incredibles
dropped November 5th, 2004. Uh-huh. And then Cars picked up 2006, and it was June.
So I bet they probably had Incredibles on the books, and then after that, they said, okay, we're not going to do anything. But Disney signed them. They didn't go anywhere else. Pixar didn't go anywhere else. Because they said, we're going to be losing a lot of money.
But Disney didn't put out any films without them either.
And that's the thing, too, because Disney, prior to that, all of Disney's stuff flopped. That Brother Bear, it flopped. There was another one like Lost.
I don't even remember Brother Bear.
Exactly.
I don't even remember
but those. Exactly. But those were straight animated. Those weren't like that Pixar kind of animation.
Was Brother Bear like an actual feature film?
Yeah, it
released
was.
Released in the feature.
Yeah, it follows the story of this warrior Kenai, I believe is the name of him.
He had 9 keys?
Yeah, Kenai. He has Kenais.
His keys are knives.
Yeah, key knives.
I thought he had key knife, and that was some new Disney. Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Nah. And that's Disney? Disney?
That's just straight Disney. That's not Disney Pixar.
That's like,
because you mentioned the animation style. Yeah, Pixar's animation is great.
Yeah. And like Toy Story kind of changed that whole thing.
I always know a Pixar animation because it always starts with the little desk lamp dancing around.
Oh, yeah. I saw a funny meme with that one. It was all broke. And they jammed, the bottom fell out.
But yeah, good movies.
It's good movies. So yeah. You're going to get a Disney subscription.
Oh, most definitely. And
And
I might retract what I said about Netflix.
Okay, who are you going to cancel, or are you just going to...
I might cancel Netflix.
Oh, you're going
to... Because I'm able to get all of their original content and whatever else they put out on another device.
See, you bootlegging stuff.
Yes.
That's... You can't bootleg Disney.
Yes, you can.
They will find you. They have a specific set of skills.
Okay, for one...
Disney will find you.
Oh, no, I'm not bootlegging Disney.
And they... Okay, good.
And I do not bootleg Netflix.
Don't F with the mouse.
I don't bootleg at all.
Don't F with the mouse.
I just have a nice have set of VPNs to get me
can you what?
Have coffee with the mouse?
You can have coffee with the mouse, but I hear mice don't like coffee.
Oh, is he a tea and crumpet kind of guy?
He is a tea and crumpet.
Can I put the mouse in my hat and have him make me into an extraordinary cooker?
No, but if the mouse gives you a feather, put it in your nose and you can fly.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the segment that is B-Sweeping the Nation, Bitch of the Year! All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year nominee is 31-year-old Richard Decker of Sussex County, New Jersey. For well over a year, two mysteries consumed a peaceful New Jersey community. There were the strange letters that showed up in the mailboxes of local barns asking about the possibility of forming a sexual relationship with horses, cows, and other large animals. And then there were the homemade tire slashing devices that farmers kept finding in their driveways or near the entrances to rural farm roads. Now, authorities in Sussex County, New Jersey, are saying that both were the work of the same man, Richard Decker, who lashed out by harassing people who refused to let him have sex with their farm animals. The 31-year-old was arrested October 3rd, according to the New Jersey Herald. Prosecutors said that since August 2018, Richard had been sending letters and emails detailing his request to the farms, stables, and horse boarding facilities throughout Sussex County. Unsurprisingly, many of the recipients were not thrilled to learn that an adult man was interested in having a sexual relationship with their livestock.
That's wrong.
That's so wrong.
That's wrong that they would arrest him. No, hear me out.
I'm hearing you out.
He could have just easily went to the farm and raped the animals.
He's
asking for consent.
I think that's noble.
That's a lot more than some of these men do to these women.
Exactly.
All detail.
So we're punishing the poor guy that wants to hump a cow.
Or a horse. Or vice versa.
Maybe he could have been a bottom.
Maybe he wants a little switcheroo.
He could have been a bottom.
And now what's even more messed up is this arrest could go on his record and could possibly hurt him from being able to purchase his own farm animals had he gained enough collateral.
Yeah.
So now he can't even purchase his own sexual partner.
Exactly.
I want to know what his emails read. I mean, how do you formulate that email? Dear sir or madam, I noticed you have a lovely heifer on your property, and I would love to, I don't know, take it out for a bale of hay or maybe a little side milking, if it's okay with you. Can I have your heifer's hand in marriage in order to consummate the marriage on your farm? Love always, Richard Decker.
It sounded nothing like that.
More like, hey, dear Mrs. or Mr. Farmer. Your goat looked nice. I want to put my penis in it.
Hey, I want to penis your goat.
I think it sounds more like, hey there, farm people.
He's yelling.
I like the way your cow look.
How the way your cow look?
Can I dress it up?
It doesn't. He's from New Jersey. He didn't sound like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
No, he's from New Jersey, so it's more like, I see your cow over there. I want to know if I can touch it up a little bit. Let me just a little touch it up. You know, I just want to show it a good time. And, you know, the cow, I'll bring it home afterwards. It'll be alive. I just want to touch up your cow. Just let me touch it up. You know, with my little finger right here. You see my little finger? I'm just going to touch it. And if you don't let me touch up your cow, I'm going to slash your tires. It's just that easy. Let me touch up your cow, or I'm going to slash your tires. Don't at me.
Let it be noted, I was not laughing at Corey because he was making a mafia voice, and I don't want none of that drama. Still have not found Hoffa.
Yeah.
Mr. Backtrack. Hey, quick question. Do you guys remember that story we did on
Is that the end of Bitch of the Year?
Oh, yeah.
No. This has been Bitch of the Year. We get it.
Okay. Do y'all remember that story? I think we did it on AZ Poppin'.
Phoenix Poppin'. Thanks for knowing the bit.
Phoenix Poppin', uh-huh, where the father shot his son.
Yeah, over the food.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did we ever get like a confirm of what race they were?
I don't think so.
Okay. Did we get names?
I would assume.
Was there names?
Yeah, there were names.
Okay, we might.
I'll find it again.
Okay, find that again.
Why? How does that tie in?
Because
something must have happened in his life recently.
Your boy went to the barbershop.
And we're talking. You went to the barbershop in Phoenix.
Yep.
Oh, okay. What's up, Phoenix? What's up?
What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? I gotta get some articles together.
So I went to the barbershop located in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And in the avenues.
Oh, in the avenues. Oh,
and what barbershop I go to.
I do know exactly what barbershop you go to. I will give you an audio clue for the area of town his barbershop is located, DA.
Okay.
And it's in what city?
A shooting range.
Phoenix. What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up? Now, while I was at this barbershop, some things happen.
Oh,
but I think we're up on a break, so we might just have to let it.
That's a little tease. We might just let it come back. Oh boy, a little bitty tease.
Just a little tease,
just like Richard wanted to do with them cows in New Jersey. Can a man get some cow love?
I'm saying he didn't rape him. He asked for consent. He's asking the dad, can I take your daughter out?
You know what? Because hashtag cow udders matter.
Cow udders matter.
They really do. You know, you got to think about, hey, maybe they had like a bull on their farm and they just thought maybe the bull wanted a cow, but maybe the bull wanted a Richard.
Mm. Ooh,
you never know.
I know what a Richard is.
Yes, you do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Oh, there you are.
Don't be running up on me like that. You all know me.
Mama, where is your cellular phone so I can install the iHeartRadio app?
That
Guy Radio Show is on iHeartRadio.
You always reaching for my stuff. Don't you have anything of your own?
Mama, let me see your phone.
What the hell you two old bats down there doing?
Cletus! Mom, I'm just going to put the iHeartRadio app on your phone so you can listen to Fat Guy Radio Show. They are on the iHeartRadio app now.
I don't know why them boys always moving around. Makes me dizzy. Why can't they just have their one show in one place at one time? Like Mike Douglas used to come on. When he used to come on the TV, I'd offer Sherman a donut and he'd get up and he'd turn the TV to channel 4. And there would be Mike Douglas. Ooh, Mike Douglas. Do that app get the Mike Douglas show? That's
no, Mama, it's Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show is on the iHeartRadio app. Everybody should have the iHeartRadio app for Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, this just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Now here, Mama, don't mess up the app, and you are all set to go.
You should go put it on Sherman's computer, what you should do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you can find it, and if the keys ain't sticky.
Mama, that's my favorite.
No, Sherman ain't never had a relationship. He ain't never, nobody been down there. Ain't nobody want to go down there and touch none of that. What Sherman got there? Nobody.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Home Depot. Yes, Home Depot, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of Home Depot's sales by clicking the Home Depot banner on our website. I go to that very often.
Yeah.
Even though I'm proud to say that I have not been to Home Depot for pliers.
Ooh.
I was on Home Depot just earlier this week because we're getting ready to get the downstairs powder room all fixed up and ready to go, so I don't have to keep sending guests upstairs into my private space.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And wondering what they're stealing.
And you see the little hairs on the toilet after you're done?
It's disgusting. Home Home Depot at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. More savings, more doing at the Home Depot. So those of you that are just joining us live on live stream, that didn't answer my question that I posed about Disney, but that's fine. Won't ask y'all asses another. So if you're just joining us, we last left off where D-Tay was down at his hood barbershop. Him, Elsa, and that little brown bear movie that failed for Disney.
Brother Bear.
Was all down there getting the hairs clipped up. And something happened. Yes, that was a typical cliffhanger, but he cliffhanged it nonetheless.
Because it had to do with food and shootings.
I want to guess that somebody drove through the barbershop.
I want to guess it's like a barbershop, like the movie. When somebody drank Eve's apple juice, somebody ate somebody's leftovers out of the fridge, and they started tripping.
Or I know that that barbershop is close to a barber college. So maybe somebody's financial aid didn't go through, so they decided to start hoeing themselves out in front of the barbershop.
Why would they do that? Because if they're in barber college, wouldn't they be getting some trim?
It wasn't funny.
You gonna walk out, bite headphone drop and walk out. I know, right?
Well,
so what happened down at the barbershop?
So we're sitting there. We're just
I hope
talking.
You're sitting there. Why would you be standing at the barbershop?
Well, not enough space.
Depends on what time of day you got there. Could be a lot of heads in there.
Facts.
A lot of head at the barbershop.
So we're sitting there. I got there pretty early. We're sitting there talking, and like we're all just talking, the group of guys and everything, just about like current events and everything. And all of a sudden, this guy walks in. And the barber turns to him and says, "Hey,
hey,
where you been at, man? We ain't seen you in a while.
We ain't seen you in a minute."
And he said, "You know, I just got out.
Oh, Snooky,
I need a new cut." And he's like, "All right, man. Well, we got like three people in front of you, so just pull up a chair, you know, relax." He goes, "All right."
So they said, "Nah."
So I'm sitting there. I'm like,
"You gotta go, fool."
Yeah, I'm like,
we saved and sanctified in here. You gotta go.
I'm like, "Devil is allowed. What did this dude do?" And then like, he was very vague. He was like, "Yeah, you know, after I did what I did, like,
was talking about it."
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah," because we were talking about like different like topics, like kids and like just like families.
Uh-oh.
And like owing people stuff and like, just like, "Yeah, after I did what I did, you know, I just had to like cool out for a little bit." And so like I'm in the chair now, and he's talking, and he's like, "Yeah," he's like, "Well, how's your boy doing?" He's like, "You know, he's doing all right. He know better than to talk back to me now."
Oh no.
And I was like, "Oh no." He's like, "Yeah, man." He's like, I got three years probation, but he's like, that's no bad. He's like, "What sucks is the $10,000 I gotta pay." He's like, "Wait, your son sued you?" He's like, "Nah, he ain't suing me. The state trying to get me to pay." And he's like, "Oh." He's like, My son ain't gonna shoot me. He knows if he shoot me, I'll shoot him in the other cheek." And I said, "Oh my gosh, didn't we do a story on this?" And I was like, "Wait, this man shot his son."
What color? I'm gonna guess he was the same color as DA. Bad color.
If it's a barbershop that D-Tay's in,
I don't know where D-Tay goes. Okay, I do.
He was white.
Oh! Everybody in there.
And so,
equal opportunity ghetto.
And so it was funny because my barber was like, "Well, dang, what did he do? He's like, "Well, the boy don't clean up after himself.
Get off the toilet with a dirty booty."
He's like, "He don't do no chores and everything. And have the audacity.
Don't swipe his ass.
To try to eat my food in my house." Oh. And I was like,
It sounds like the story we had on DA's diet segment, Phoenix Poppin'.
I was like, "Did I just meet this guy? Oh my gosh. I wish I would have caught his name."
But it would be reversed, though, right? Because the story was the son shot his dad. No?
I thought the story was that the dad shot the son.
Oh, see, that's him. That gotta be him.
Yeah, because I'm like,
you can't just draw that conclusion.
Yeah, because I'm like,
fast.
this dude And I was sitting there like, I don't remember all the details to the story. I got to bring this to the guys.
Were you in the chair getting your haircut at the time that this was being revealed?
Yes.
And so when you were shaking and your 95-year-old barber was cutting your hair, was his hands shaking? I'm sorry.
98,
I know those people personally. That's why that joke's funny.
98, first of all.
Oh,
all
right. He's 98.
And yes, his hands were shaking a little bit more than usual.
Hey.
So my head was like this.
I was going to ask what happened to your hair.
Your mama.
She can't cut.
No, she loves it.
Oh backhoe. Yeah.
She's my bottom. She's my backhoe.
We'll turn these mics off soon.
And then we'll have the good conversation. Because that's how we do it. So you think that you literally met the dude that was featured in DA's dying segment, Phoenix Poppin?
I believe so. But the funny thing is dude didn't have much hair. So I don't know what he was doing in the barbershop.
Flexing. My son.
Weird flex, but okay.
Okay, now my barbershop is not in the ghetto, but it is it's ghetto adjacent. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that number one, the barbershop, for women that don't know, is a very eclectic place to be, especially a Negroid barbershop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, not a salon posse barbershop, but a Negroid barbershop. And I do go to a Negroid barbershop. Now, yes, he does shut the barbershop down for me to go in there and get my hair cut, and I only go by appointment. But nevertheless, it is considered a Negroid barbershop, DA. Mm.
I believe it.
Don't judge me.
I believe it because black people can't go to regular barbershops.
No, we can't.
You can't go to no supercuts.
But I strongly believe, and I've seen it for myself, that dudes walk into the barbershop mm-hmm. because they just have nothing else to do.
Yeah, they want
to
kick it.
And they come in there, and it ain't nothing but a rain of constant lies and stories.
I used to go to the barbershop just to kick it and also to sell my product.
We don't need you to regale us of stories of when you were moving black tar heroin, DA.
I couldn't afford that.
Bootleg Girl Scout cookies.
I was the CD guy, and people joked because I couldn't afford the covers. I'd have like 50 CDs in plastic sandwich bags. And I'm like, Doug, really think he's selling drugs? Oh man, yeah. When 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying came out, I got rich. I didn't need to die trying.
Just when I thought it was impossible for me to lose any more respect for him, he comes out of his face with sandwich bag CD pusher. I mean,
I was hustling, boy.
You can't write this. You wore a sandwich bag mm-hmm. CD. How many of them CDs actually played after you took them out of the sandwich bag? Because I guarantee mm-hmm. your sandwich bags were not Glad.
They were Glad.
No, they weren't.
They were Glad.
They were Glad to have a CD inside of them.
I see what you did there. But you don't give me the satisfaction. I'm not giving it to you.
I don't.
It's the double zip.
It's the freezer
locked.
It's the one. It's the freezer locked. When the strip turns from green to blue.
I don't know about all that, but it did turn because that CD was fire.
Okay, so you were down at the barbershop.
If the CD was fire, how did it play? Because wouldn't the plastic melt?
It melted a lot of people's boombox.
Oh.
And you know,
yeah, because the CD kept skipping and throwing off the motor of them boomboxes. You know, so they caught on fire.
You know how many people said, "All right, I'll buy it, but it's $5 too."
You were bootlegging DVDs,
CDs.
CDs that you recorded off of the radio.
No, they were good quality.
And you were selling them for $5. No wonder why the music industry won't let us play any of our break musics on YouTube now. You are the protagonist behind mm-hmm. all these copyright infringements today.
What happened
is, all on LimeWire too.
Yep. What happened is DSL.
What is DSL?
And
mean?
I'm not talking about the things that you puckering with, because those are some DSLs too. DSL is, what did DSL stand for? The internet. Digital.
DSL is a large equipment rental company, and they used to be a shipping company.
You are showing your age. You've never had DSL internet?
Oh, DSL internet, dial-up service landline.
Nah, it wasn't dial-up, though. It was the one step above dial-up. Because that's just dial-up. The DSL, that's the introduction of the modem.
Introduction of the FireWire.
Digital.
Probably that, too. But yeah, when that came out, I was
DSL. Okay, yeah, but it was also a shipping company and a.
That's DHL.
I don't. God damn it!
Are they paying us? Why are we doing a segment for DHL?
You brought it up, ass face.
Anyways, it would take me an hour to download a CD. Take me an hour.
You know why? But it would take you 30 minutes to get on your bike and trundle over with your Schwinn down to Capitol Records in downtown Phoenix, or what was it called?
My brother
drove me. Downtown Records. Central Records.
Central Records. Right on, right next to the FedEx.
Right next to the Westward Ho, and I've always wanted to be a Westward Ho. You could get on your little trundle bike, get on down to Central Phoenix Records, and pick up the CD in 30 minutes versus waiting an hour on LimeWire.
Hey, y'all, meet me at the Arizona Mills. I'm going to have copies of tonight's show, $3.
I will be at Arizona Mills on the other side by the former Rainforest Cafe, and I will have this show on CD for free.
Oh.
Just put your ass right out of business.
Aw, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, just stream this show.
Details going to be posted links when me and you are out in the parking lot sweating.
Battle CD selling.
CD sell. I'm going to be flicking CDs over Arizona Mills Mall to you. Hopefully I'll cut you in your jugular.
Damn.
Hit him with the KD?
Yeah.
Damn.
I hit him with the KD because you, Doug, just strike me as one of those people that would fake an injury, go out of bounds, go back in just for an easy layup. But that's just me.
I totally would.
You probably would. But nevertheless, I forgot where we were going with this.
We were talking about Disney not having good original films.
No, but that was Pixar. Last segment, and I know the show is over.
Oh, the man that shot his son, and Dete met him.
Dete met him at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Met him at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
good talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Limp to the finish line on that one, boys. I tell you that much. But that's all right. All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber, even though JB left me on read on Instagram.
But he read it.
He left me on read. JB left me on read.
That's what's up, though. He read it.
But he read it.
Yeah. But he left me on read, though. He didn't.
He could have just deleted it.
Yeah. The fact that he actually read it. Even though it's left on red, he opened it.
Yeah.
I've like inboxed so many celebrities.
I'm sure you have.
And shut up. And none of them
creepy
have been read. No, it's just like, oh hey, like when I did the hemoglobin line on here, I got that from somebody and I sent him the video of it.
Well, you sent them proof of your perjury.
No, I said, hey.
Hey, look what I ripped off.
No, it was more of like a, hey, paying homage to you, just letting you know, hey, I used your
bid. Paying Harambe to you.
And like, hey, thank you for inspiring me and whatnot. Like,
thank you for giving me material I could use on my internet.
And he didn't even open it.
Really?
Didn't even open
no,
it.
No, Justin Bieber literally left me on red.
That's what's up. That's a good stat.
I didn't know that was a good thing.
Yes.
I was offended.
You're just so out of touch.
I blocked him. Maybe I shouldn't have. All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Amazon. Shop Amazon through our Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Drop us a letter or comment, question or comment.
Sound it out now.
Dyslexia, anybody?
Sound it out.
We'll take it again from the top. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on the Insta of the Gram, Twitters, the Book of Faces, and the Tube of You. We're also on Vimeo, even though they got in a fight.
Ooh.
Actually, we're not on Vimeo. Not actively.
No.
Ooh.
I'll tell y'all all about it. You know what? I'll tell y'all all about it on Afterbird.
Okay. Ooh,
yes.
Yeah. Put that down so I remember.
Drama.
Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or God dang it.
You can't speak,
these
bro.
These big, sexy lips are them getting DSLs. In the way. These big DSLs are getting in the way tonight. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holler.
And DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze. See you at the top. Good night.
Hey, wait before you go. Was this show too clean for you? Sometimes I feel it might be too clean. Well, if you want to hear us dirty it up,
you'll want to get yourself a subscription to Afterburn. Afterburn is our uncensored, no rules, and commercial-free bonus show. So check out Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn through our partnership with Patreon. Afterburn, only if you can handle it. Afterburn, not for the faint of heart. Afterburn, if you're man enough. Or woman. Afterburn, because sometimes the fire keeps raging.